It's a quarter past nine. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look on this Friday morning. We made it to Friday, Monica. Woo! Happy Friday.
They always say, thank God it's Friday. And then I always say to everybody, but guess what? I work Saturday, too.
I work Saturday and Sunday sometimes.
Yeah, you're a busy dude right now.
Maynard will be back today, but it's his birthday today, you know.
Happy birthday to Maynard Meyer.
And, taking a little time off here on his birthday.
He should.
That's right. But I'm not even sure how old he is.
But now Paul Ramo is in peak demand.
Demand is right. Yep. Can't be in two places at once.
There should be two of you.
Yeah, should be. I'm trying to be in two places at once. It's not working out too well.
No. That's how I feel sometimes. There should be two of me. But then again, I wouldn't want Dawson to have two of me. That would be just a little overkill. So what are we talking about today, Paul Ramo? So this is the time every year that I say, maybe we should go to black and white. But you know what? We can't do that yet because there are so many days in the summer that we will wax the coppers, the dark colors in the fall. So we are embracing July at Monica's for Christmas. Christmas in July. The reason I do that is so people can focus on maybe gift giving or just think about it. They don't even have to start, but they have to think about it because nowadays you can sometimes get the best things in the summer. I mean, it's just the way it is. Don't call me.
Somebody's calling you.
The watch here says I can just dismiss that, so that's all good. So here, sorry about that, everyone. But so, you know, we want to embrace thinking about gift giving because there is so much going on during the holidays that I always feel like, what can we help with the load by if we get our shopping done earlier, then you have time for all the events, go buy the Christmas goodies or, you know, go to different events at school or church. It's just so much to pack in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought I'd start it. So, and then, go ahead, Paul.
Is that why you're dressed in red today? Because it's Christmas in July?
Yeah, you know what? Paul Ramo, isn't this something? You know I normally plan stuff, but I didn't even plan that. Oh. I planned this because when this came in, it fit me the way I wanted to fit. Just the arms weren't too tight. It fits just perfect up front. I just loved it, and I don't wear enough red. But when I do wear red, I get so many compliments. You look good in red.
Well, what did I tell you when you walked in?
Oh.
It's Christmas red on you.
Yeah, and it's crimson.
And you didn't plan it that way?
I really didn't. Seriously, I really, really didn't. Because I'm not into politics, but I ended up staying a little late watching it all. And that threw Monica off a little bit. But I knew I was going to get this red jacket, and I already had this navy and white dress. So I thought, and it's comfortable, especially in this kind of weather. It's lighter weight.
Yep. Yep.
So what we want to embrace now is I'm all about navy and white.
Navy and white.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, see, navy I got on. We had to kind of rig a little area for my phone today.
For your Facebook Live post. Yeah,
so it's on. You might not be seeing everything so perfectly, but we're trying. So with this dress, it's just cool, comfy, and it's got that UPF 50. And I just love it. So, you know, you can embrace sleeveless, sun's out, guns out.
Uh-oh.
Or, you know, you can wear this lightweight linen. Plus, I have white leggings on because maybe it was a little cooler when I got up. And then, you know, if you don't feel like your legs are as pretty as you want them to be, you can throw a pair of leggings and you can be ready to go.
Yeah. You know, what's the saying? You always layer up with clothes and you always can take it off or put it on.
Yes, and I believe, here's my thought to it. Cutest things are sleeveless a lot of times because I feel like the industry wants you to buy another piece.
Oh, that's how it works.
Because you see the cutest dresses and they're sleeveless. So I just come to the conclusion that you got to dress in layers. And we're from Minnesota.
Yep.
So we definitely have to go layers, because as the day goes on, it can get warmer, and then we shed clothes.
Yep. Okay. So that's good.
Yeah. So, and you'll see a new look in Monica's. I'm trying to organize. I know you can't hardly believe it, but I am a one-person show, but I'm trying to organize. Like right when you check out in my store, I'll have a wall full of dresses. And in my vacation room, that's looking like a lot of winter merchandise, just because I had to have a home for that. And I'm just getting so much stuff in right now that I like to embrace what's coming in. And I like to give information, food for thought for peeps, that layering and working with what you have, I just love that. So always feel free if you want to bring something in and I match something up with it. I love to do that. I love to Monicanize an outfit for you. So don't be shy on that. I just like to help. And I want to embrace that everybody out there should have a...
Well, that's really a different denim jacket, yeah, the style of it.
So that's what I wanted to say about Monica's. I like to buy different and unique things because I feel like you can buy certain things anywhere. And to keep me on the map and keep me on Fashionista Fridays, I want to buy unique things. Now, this one, I don't know if I'll ever be able to find one like this again.
Yeah, it's really unique.
Yeah. So, growing up on a farm by rural Minnesota, I remember this as something farmers would wear is striped overalls, kind of.
Yep. That's,
remember?
Now, that's what it reminds me
stripe,
of.
Oh, and you know what? When I talk about this, I think to myself, just older people say things like that. Well, I guess I'm in that generation. But I just feel like this is so stinking cute. I mean, I think I got one left in a medium, but it's just so darn cute. And then we know we've got Memorial Day coming, right? So you can put on your red, white, and blue and khaki. Otherwise, I'll have to say, this is just a cute little outfit.
It is. Yeah. It's got the stripe on the denim,
yeah,
you know, up and down.
And then it's the exposed hem on the bottom. I'm trying to do the best I can with my little rigged up phone. It's on a mirror that I hadn't taken out of my vehicle. That works slick. So this is a cutie patootie. And what I love doing is putting outfits together. So I'm going to keep trying to work on the outfits. So I Monicanized this one. And it's back to navy. Although this top has black in it. But look at this little orange number. This is cute to buy for now, or you could wear it into the fall.
Right.
So I know a lot of women are thinking like fall. But the thing of it is we don't want to miss out on dressing for now either. And look how cute that is.
And what color is that again?
What color would you call it?
Well, it's like a peach, orange.
Oh, it is a fruit, tangerine.
Tangerine orange.
Mm-hmm. Remember I said I like to name colors after something we eat. Oh, I love this. Maiden Meyer said, hi, Monica, watching from up by Underwood.
Hey.
Well, hi, Maiden Meyer and everyone else. And guess what? Happy birthday to you. And how old are you? You look like a young guy. Age is just a number.
You're buttering up to the Maynard there.
Yes.
He's watching on Facebook Live.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, I'm sure he's listening on the radio, too.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Well, I don't know, but guess what? I still appreciate it, and thank you.
So he sent you a message there.
Yeah, and I seen it. You know, I'm just like, oh, that pops up. So, yeah, so if the picture is a little different today, it's because the other gentleman must have needed the iPad or iPod.
Yeah, well,
and I had this little mirror in the back seat, so I kind of engineered my phone up there, figured it out.
I think Maynard used your stand for the parade last week.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't return it.
Well, it doesn't matter, because guess what? We figured it out.
Yep.
Okay, so then now these, I want to talk about denim. Uh-oh, we don't have that much time left. So I want to talk about denim. You can have a few rips in there and exposed hem, but listen, there is no age on denim.
No age?
No age.
What's that mean, no age?
Well, I'm too old to wear them, Monica. But you look good in them. No, I'm up there in age, too. You look good in them, too. We got to embrace how good we feel and what we have. So look at this little number. It's got a narrow bottom black jean, and it's got a zipper and a button fake so you can pull on.
Nice.
Spaghetti and meatballs, and it's still comfy. Comfy and cute, or like my one of my favorite listeners, Kevin, my hubby, says, oh, you forgot cute, comfy, and cozy.
There you go. There's your saying, you cute, know, comfy, cute, and cozy.
So some people are paying attention. Right. Oh, and I got some more skorts in.
Now, those got the, what's that, the pat, the holes down the side.
Yeah.
Ring
so
holes?
Some it's
holes.
Like a stitching on the side, and that gives it a nautical look. And how cute is that? And now we have the new owner here, too. Come on in.
Carrie just
please.
Walked in.
We're saying happy birthday to Maynard because he's listening to us from Underwood.
Yes, yes.
Carrie Boyens just walked in?
Yes. So we're just talking about denim. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No.
So denim, thanks for saying hi. So denim is a girl's best friend. Why? Because when you're on a trip, you can have denim on. You can spill anything you want on it. A little cold water comes right out. So I just want to embrace that everybody needs a new pair of denim jeans, and I have it all.
And you can wear jeans at any age.
You can.
Okay.
Just don't wear them to a wedding, okay?
Really?
Dress up.
Okay.
Please. I don't. You
I
know,
wear jeans to a wedding. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I just have this thing. I'm kind of old-fashioned. Yeah. When I went to church, we always wore a dress. Back in the day when I was a little girl, my mom always dressed me up, no matter how cold it was. Uh-oh, he's got the fingers up that we got to cut her in a little bit. Uh-oh. So anyway, I'm still live, and I've got to show you this jean because I think Maynard Meyer and Paul Ramo will love it with the embroidery.
Embroidery jean. What's that? What's embroidered on it?
So it's embroidered some flowers. Do you see those?
Yep.
And guess what? There's a jean jacket to match.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Now you're holding your camera in one hand and doing the jean in the other.
You
got a couple. Got a couple minutes here.
You know, a couple minutes. And then if you wanted a light gray pair, I have a light gray with rip and repair. And I also have jeans that do not have holes in. And then here is a plus size jean, which I carry plus sizes, 14 to 18. This is a plus size Judy Blue. And guess what? No holes.
No holes. No
Where are you located, right, Paul
Raymond? That's
Ramo?
Right. Where you're located. That's a signal that we're wrapping it up.
This is our first rodeo. I am located 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson, kitty corner from the school, and you'll see my hot pink cart in front. I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook. We're celebrating Christmas in July, and then after the Newsies concert, we're celebrating in Awesome Dawson, so come on into Monica's. I got some fun things going on, and so do they have fun things going on in Main Street and up on the highway with Rachel Bayou. So come on over to Awesome Dawson.
And shop Monica's Christmas in July.
Yes, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy your time off, Maynard Meyer. Happy birthday to you. Bye.
Listening to Q92 KLQP, 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on